Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, we talked about this earlier on VFN TV in the daily radio program about a prophetic word that was given by David Wilkerson. And obviously, you know, David is with the Lord. He passed away in a car accident in Texas. But prior to that, he gave a prophetic word that talking about the economy's crashing, some specific things taking place in Manhattan that hadn't yet taken place. But what's happening before us, we're watching that word be fulfilled as we're watching economy after economy fall over like dominoes because they're dependent upon the oil, $100 barrel oil, $70 barrel oil. Their whole economy, some of them is like 90% of their economy is based on the price of oil. And now it's down below $30 a barrel. Watch what's taking place. And we're going to talk to you after that about a prophetic word given by David Wilkerson, how America's economy will be shut down for 6 months because of a financial crisis. Let's take a look.
But first, here's my take. One of Donald Trump's stock campaign lines is that the Iran nuclear agreement was terrible. I'm beginning to wonder if that's true, but in a sense, opposite than what he means. Iran has ended up with a much worse deal than it expected. Remember, Tehran entered the negotiations in the heady days of sky-high oil prices. As the Iranians are discovering, it's a whole new world out there. Put yourself in Iran's shoes. The Islamic Republic got serious about negotiating and eventually signed an interim agreement in 2013. That year, oil was hovering around $100 a barrel. Iran's great rival, Saudi Arabia, was thriving with an economy that had grown about 6% in 2012. Spending lavishly at home and abroad, its 2013 budget had swelled up 19%. Iran, meanwhile, was isolated with a shrinking economy. The real prize for Tehran was not the return of its funds frozen in banks in Asia and Europe because of international sanctions, totaling about $100 billion. It was to finally get back into the markets as the second largest oil producer in the Middle East and reap the riches of the boom. In 2010, Iranian officials were predicting in state-run media that by 2015, Iran's oil and gas revenues could reach $250 billion annually. That's what they were banking on when making their concessions at the nuclear table. Last month, Iran's oil began flowing into the marketplace with prices under $30 a barrel. Bloomberg News calculates that the country is making $2.35 billion a month on its oil sales. That is not quite the prize that the Islamic Republic was expecting for giving up its nuclear program. Still, Iran will probably be able to handle the oil bust better than many other petrostates. Its economy has diversified to some degree, and thanks to sanctions, there is great resilience in both the economy and society, as Moody's points out. This is not the case in many other large countries that are reeling under the hammer blow of falling oil prices. Look at neighboring Iraq. The New York Times' Tim Arango paints a picture of a country in the midst of an expensive war against the Islamic State that is now facing economic calamity brought on by the collapse in the price of oil, which accounts for more than 90% of the Iraqi government's revenue. He notes that almost 8 million Iraqis depend on government salaries, which cost about $4 billion a month. Now, total oil revenues are less than $3 billion a month these days. A senior Iraqi politician told me that Iraq might not survive as a nation if oil prices stay low for long. Across the globe, in Venezuela, long mismanaged by Hugo Chavez and his successor, the country is on the verge of default and worse. The economy shrank 10% last year. It is expected to shrink an additional 8% this year. Inflation now runs at a Weimar Republic-like 720%, according to the International Monetary Fund. As the Washington Post's Matt O'Brien writes, the only question now is whether Venezuela's government or economy will completely collapse first. There are other oil states not quite as challenged as these, but most of them with problems. The answer, economists say, is to embrace structural reforms, wean economies away from natural resources, and invest in other industries and human capital. That's hard to do anytime, but especially hard when your country is in free fall. In any event, oil-producing nations everywhere have governments that desperately need cash, simply to pay salaries and meet basic obligations. That means they will pump out as much oil as they can, which further adds to supply and keeps prices low. Welcome to the new world of cheap oil and perilous politics.
For years, the economies of the world was based on gold. So if you heard about shortages of gold, then the distribution was, all the gold ended up in one country or another, everybody else was poor. We shifted like in the 70s with OPEC in regards to putting our dollar basically tied to oil. So when you're seeing the oil go down, some of the reports show that's why the economies are going down. Entire economies, Iraq's economy, 90% of it is based on their oil sales to make money on it. But yet, they're not even bringing in that kind of money inside for the $30 a barrel oil is causing their economies to go down. Venezuela, do you remember Venezuela? The former Chavez leader of Venezuela, who's now deceased, but he stood up in the middle of a meeting with President Barack Obama when he first became president. He walked across the room and he gave him his book. Well, they were flooding that whole economy at that time with, you know, expensive oil, and they were able to provide finances for the people there, even though it still was struggling. But now it's crashing. They're talking about 720% inflation rate. We talked about the Weimar Republic before, but after World War I, that Germany had to pay reparations. In other words, they had to pay back the money that everybody else spent to be able to fight them. And when they were paying back reparations, it cost them so much that they started printing up a whole bunch of their money. So they had, like, for example, 1,000 $1 bills, and obviously that wasn't their particular denomination. But imagine, so we got to pay $1 million back. So instead of having 1,000 $1 bills, they just started printing up new dollar bills, to the point that the money during the Weimar Republic was worth nothing, because it was based on a standard. But once you start printing it with no standard, it's worth nothing. As a matter of fact, it was so bad in the Weimar Republic. This is when Hitler was going to rise to power during the great turbulence that was taking place. And that's what America's doing right now in regards to printing money. They printed so much money that people, when they went to go work for someone, they said, I'll pay you this amount of money on Friday. They said, no, I want you to pay me on Monday, because on Friday, that money you promised me on Monday won't be worth anything on Friday. You can pay me on Monday. I can go buy the things in the store and I'll work for you all week. It was so, the money was so worthless, and they're comparing now Venezuela to the Weimar Republic, that's why I'm talking about it, that the children used stacks of money in bundles to, like, for building blocks. Wheelbarrows full of money could not buy things. And the people that did have things, they were worried about their money losing its value, so they were buying everything in the store because they didn't know if that money would be worth something tomorrow. They were buying things they didn't need. So then the government clamped down, and they started issuing everybody certificates, if you would, little coupons, and nobody could use money. They rationed out all the supplies, and the government took control over who was going to eat, how much you were going to get, and America is heading this way in regards to printing all this money. You're seeing countries fall, like we're going to find out in David Wilkerson's prophetic word in just a moment, about how it's going to work its way all the way up to Mexico, and then boom, it hits America. They have what's called a bank holiday. And a bank holiday, a lot of times we don't know this, but this is how your bank's going to handle crisis. There's a law. They can close the doors on the bank and not talk to you. It's called a holiday. They can declare a holiday, and you can't get your money out of the bank. And it says for 6 months, it's going to affect what's going on. We're watching the beginning of all this thing, including the Middle Eastern fire that has been stirred up because of the policies of our current president.
We're going to be talking about a prophetic word that given by David Wilkerson, mm-hmm. who's now with the Lord. But before I talk about that, we're talking about the economies and what's taking place, and that's what this prophetic word is about. But John, the report is right now by CBN mm-hmm. that the U.S., we've now United States has lost our spot in the top 10 economic freedom nations. We used to be
the United States the
bastion of freedom. We're no longer in the top 10. It says the United States has fallen out of the top 10 countries of the world's terms of economic freedom, what it terms economic freedom, according to the late Index Indicator of Freedom. The index is published each year by the Heritage Foundation. This year, the United States came in at 11. Mm. I mean, This is what Jesus, I mean, this is what the Word of God says. You're slave to the lender. Everything that we borrow, if we borrow, you know, 100%, we're 100% a slave. Mm-hmm. If we're taxed at 100%, that's called slavery. If every dime you make, you have to give it away, that's called slavery. If you're taxed at 51% of your income, you're 51% a slave.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can say all you want to, but if you don't pay that 51%,
you'll find out.
You're like, oh, I guess I'm 51%, you know, a slave. And so people are wanting to raise the tax rates. Like, we have people that are running on for socialism in our country. That's a huge tax rate. That's a huge indebtedness to the country. That's why Ireland, some of the people in Ireland, they look at us in amazement and say, the freedom that you have in America is beautiful, because in Ireland, we're just used to the government telling us what we'll do, how far we'll go, what kind of space we live in. They're in total control of what's going on, a lot of control in their life. But we've lost it from the top 10. So fitting exactly with the word that Reverend Wilkerson, David Wilkerson gave, it's coming to pass. We're watching these things come to pass. It's not the end of the world. But it is something that's going to happen that's going to shock the way that things function.
It is as we know it.
Yes. John, can you read us this word? We want to hear. This is the word from David Wilkerson.
It is just about to happen very soon, and I'm speaking prophetically. If I've ever heard anything from God in my life, I've heard it about the nations. Poland owes $30 billion, and they haven't even paid interest in 2 years. Saudi Arabia is behind on their payments on $8 billion, the richest country in the world as far as the Arab states, and it's not paying its bills. Very soon, a European or North African or Eastern nation is going to default on its international loan, and when that happens, within 2 weeks, Mexico is going to default.
So he's talking about a systematic breakdown of economies, and we're looking at Iraq is 90% on a petroleum oil budget. It's not working for them. Even the plans that Iran had, all the money they were going to make on their oil, it's not happening for them. Russia is an oil-based economy. That their economy is based, I believe, on
food. Right now is being rationed in Venezuela. Right now they're standing in lines to get food.
And people who don't know that's just south of Mexico.
Yeah.
And so, but then Russia's economy is $100 a barrel.
They're, 50% of their economy was based upon oil selling at $100 a barrel.
That's why you're looking at Putin coming into Syria, because they got to get serious about acquiring oil because they're losing 50% of their economy. Iran, Iraq, Venezuela. I mean, and he says either it's a Middle Eastern, Northern Africa, or some other European country. It's happening as we speak, this crisis. So I just want to put that in context.
Sure.
And it's going to come all the way to Mexico. And Mexico, for people who don't know geography, is just on the other side of Texas.
Yeah, right over the fence.
Yeah, when we see people coming off the southern border, they're coming from Mexico into Texas. And some of the prophetic words we got about, you know, what's going to be coming, you know, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, about this crisis and, you know, radical terrorists coming over the southern border. And they were coming over like a plague. You know, we had that for you on the VFN Torch. Well, look, what if Mexico's economy crashes? You're looking at crisis, but then you can say, you know, I'm just going to run to my bank and take care of some things. But look what happens next. As soon as the Mexican economy goes down, according to David Wilkerson, look what happens next.
Mexico owes $100 billion and 80% of it belongs to American banks. 80% of this $100 billion they owe.
So let's connect that. We've got to connect that because something's going to happen to the American banking system. So 80%, in other words, they're not paying us their money.
That's right.
There's people running for political office. You're going like, Mexico owes us. They'll build the wall.
Yeah.
They owe us. And obviously, this is it's more than this now.
They owe $100 billion, with a B, billion dollars.
And 80% of that is the American banks. And watch what's going to happen to the American banks. So we're getting close to this reality. It may give you some wisdom about, you know, prudent preparation. As you're hearing this word, you may think, man, I need to get prepared. When you sign up for the Torch newsletter, we have a free gift that comes to you in your email right off the bat called Prudent Preparation. You go to VFNTV.com, click on upper right-hand corner on the VFN Torch, the Torch newsletter, sign up for it, and immediately you'll have it because you need to prepare for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
David continues to say, and here's what's going to happen. In about 2 weeks after the first country goes bankrupt, we are going to survive that because most of that money is owed to European banks, German, Swiss, and French banks. So the first wave, when it happens in Europe, we're going to be okay because that money's not owed to us. Now, the second country that's going to go down probably is Argentina or Brazil, which just reports came out that they're one of those two countries are in the top five worst economies in 2015. Crushing.
And Venezuela's crushing. On the northern border of Brazil.
Yes. Not to mention that Argentina, they were so responsible. So many of the Nazis, Greg, I don't know if you know this, they were all hiding out in Argentina. Mengele, all of them, they opened the doors to them. You just kind of see what's happening over, you know, a long period of time. It's not the first time they've had financial crashes in Argentina. Well,
I think it's interesting, too. The Zika virus is just promulgating now from the same area. Can you imagine financial crisis? The Zika virus is happening where people are being paralyzed, babies' brains are being underdeveloped, their skull, and it's coming into America like a plague. The particular prophetic word was they'll come like a plague. And we had an actual plague, the Zika plague, that's coming in. Florida has declared by its governor a national disaster because of the Zika virus. And
they're saying about the Olympics in Brazil, they've put out saying, if you feel that your health is in danger, don't even come to the
Why
Olympics.
Would we want to send any of our population to a place that they get the Zika virus? I mean, you're looking 2016, things are just converging and coming together. What's the rest
of it? So the second country that's going to go down probably is Argentina or Brazil, and we will kind of live that out, and people will settle down and say, well, maybe it's not going to hurt. But 2 weeks... 2 weeks after the first country goes down, Mexico is going to default on $100 billion. And when the banks open the next day at 9 a.m. in the morning, $15 billion an hour is going to be withdrawn from the American banks.
$15 billion an hour.
$15 billion an hour.
That's obviously Pat's account.
Obviously, not mine or yours, but Pat's.
So Mexico is the key. When Mexico starts, you hear candidates that are running for president, they're talking about how much money Mexico owes us. We're seeing that. Mm-hmm. But what happens when they can't pay it? Does that close down our banks? He's saying prophetically, that's exactly what happens.
Wow.
A run on the banks. And they'll stop a run. I mean, everybody's seen It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, you've seen the black and white movie where you have, what's the actor? I can't forget his name, right? He stutters and...
I don't know.
Anyway, so he stands up and he's going... Jimmy Stewart, he's going like, you don't understand. Your money's in Bob's house, and this money's over here. And if you make a run on the bank, they'll shut it down. Yeah. They'll just shut it down. As a matter of fact, let's just keep on going on this word.
They're going to be running our banks, the Arabs and all the Latin American countries. They're all going to be running our banks. And before the day's over, the United States is going to have to declare a bank holiday. And we're going into 6 months of the worst hell America has ever seen.
And the bank holidays where they just close the banks down. They close them. They
We've
just
seen
close
that
them.
During hurricanes. I mean, they shut them down.
That's why they're so confident. They're not panicky because like, if we don't like this, they'll just close the door and they'll just refigure out what they want to do. While you're on the outside knocking on the door going, holiday, you're calling, you get a recording saying holiday, you go to ATM, it says holiday, they just keep your money. Mm. They just keep your money. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And reports are that only 1% of the cash that's in your is actually there in the. They have to order cash, by the way, if you need to make a big withdrawal. They don't have to order it.
And he's talking about a run on the banks. He said they're going to do a run. Well, you're looking at these countries going down. They're going to start pulling their money out of America to be able to make it, which, you know, it's
15 billion an hour's worth.
Yes, 15 billion an hour. You're looking at a country overnight. Makes you think about Revelation and but was.
Well, this is what he says next. He says, there is going to be chaos. Not even the National Guard is going to be able to quiet it down. We're going to have to call out the whole United States Army.
Martial law.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now I've had visions recently, for I've been in New York City, and I was in Macy's in a vision, and I saw people walking around stunned because they couldn't get their money out of the bank. Now, I'm going to give you a word of advice. The first country that goes bankrupt, and I've documented this, and I've got it sealed in an envelope. This is David Wilkerson speaking. And I'm going to call all of my friends, and I'm telling you, this is this for the first time I've said it in a public meeting like this. But the first country that bellies up, you get every dime you have. Church, get your money out of the banks, because You've got 2 weeks.
So we're looking at the Weimar Republic is already, not Weimar, that Venezuela is being compared to the Weimar Republic, is 720% inflation rate. You're looking at Iraq, where 90% of its revenues is from oil, and they're in a deficit. You're looking at Iran, you know, their struggle. You're looking at Saudi lowering it down to $30 a barrel. You're looking at Russia's 50. I mean, it's going to happen quicker than, because you're looking at countries about to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
And the first one, he says, the first one you see, don't go back, don't sit back and go, we can make it through this. Right. That is a chain. Because, you know, thanks to Woodrow Wilson and the League of Nations, and he said, we'll tie the economies together, therefore we'll never go to war again. We'll never have an economic war take place, thanks to Woodrow Wilson and what's taking place.
And they're right here, is no mention of what's currently happening in China right now.
Correct. Yeah, China. Oof. Yes.
So you'll have it in 2 weeks because they're going to make a bank holiday and you won't be able to get a dime for 6 months.
Oh, so it's a 6 month holiday.
6 months.
I'm just going on a limb right here. I'm just going on a limb. I think people are going to be upset.
You think?
Yes. If they cannot access their money, which is how you actually get groceries, food, water, pay your rent. Gas, fuel, for 6 months?
Remember the chaos that happened in North Korea a couple of years ago when they had a glitch that went out across all their ATMs and they couldn't get any money out.
Right.
People started panicking. They couldn't get anything. In Greece, they were limited to only $60 a day not too long ago, and people were in the streets. We're talking 6 months.
What's the name of the country off of the coast of the Mediterranean?
Cyprus?
Cyprus. What they said was, this is a great test case for the future. They said, let's tell everybody you can only get this amount of money out of your accounts. They just basically were talking about sweeping through and taking over $50,000 or something of that nature out of their account. Said, this is a great test case. Well, we got more of this word from David Wilkerson, and it's so important to understand this because you said, you know, God, why didn't you tell me? And he's like, this is that warning that you got to know when to move. God says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. He says in the book of Revelation, you know, when you hear what the Spirit says to the church, when God's saying, if the first country goes down, don't get this breath of air and go, it's not going to affect us. That's what America quite often says. Mm-hmm. Immediately, you know, go get your $5 out of the bank account, but also have 6 months of preparation to be able to live on until things kind of get through stuff. We're talking about a prophetic word given by David Wilkerson and how we're seeing systematically how it is unfolding. If you missed the first part of our program, you need to catch it. You can go to VFNTV and catch it, VFNTV.com. But let's continue talking about this word, because about economic crisis. When any nation anywhere files bankruptcy, then that is the key to move. Don't wait until it hits Mexico. Once it hits Mexico, you're looking at a bank holiday.
Yeah.
2 weeks, closes down all the banking system. He says for 6 months. And so we've been talking about for a long time now, you know, you need to be prepared for 90 days or 6 months or even a year that you could just sit tight and wait for this thing to blow over. As Johnny Foote prophesied about that things are shifting into this beast economy, that was also prophesied about as well. But let's continue. This is the word. So the key was, we just talked about Mexico. When Mexico goes belly up, then you got 2 weeks and the holiday's declared and it's down. We're down. America's down for 6 months.
6 months. And a holiday means it's closed. You cannot get
it's a
any
nice,
cash.
It's
whatsoever.
A nice word saying you just got robbed by the U.S. government and the banking system.
Yeah. Mm. So he continues to say that now, of course, there's going to be order restored, but the nation will never be like it is again.
That's the prophetic words that we heard about martial law. Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, has been talking about that. Bill. The Tennessee former PTO,
Jim Baker
and his guests have been talking about, you know, martial law is coming, and we've been seeing that specifically ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously, if it's disorder and it's chaos and people are he's going to talk more about in his word about people just robbing and stealing things, then we're going to have some sort of
order.
Yeah. But it all depends on who the marshal is.
That's right.
And by the way, this election coming up in 2016, guess what you're picking? If God allows us to have an election, you're picking who that marshal is going to be.
That's right.
If it doesn't happen before the election, you're picking who the marshal. Who do you want to be in total control of your life for 6 months until, and your money for 6 months until this thing is resolved? I think I would like to have a good godly marshal.
I think so too.
Yes. Yeah.
So he says, there's going to be order restored, but the nation will never be like it is again. There's going to be fear like we've never known. Judgment is at the door. When I was at Macy's department store in a vision and I watched people walking around stunned, they didn't even know what to do. They didn't even know what was happening.
And he's in a dream. Yeah. It's a dream. He's watching people in the Macy's store, which is a big store in New York, a retail store, and they didn't have the money to buy things. They needed things, so they didn't know what to do. People, you know, money, everybody's okay as long as money's moving. It's called a currency. But when it doesn't move, people don't understand. I mean, you're watching people become unemployed. You're watching people need a job. And it takes a while because sometimes they pay you unemployment, and then you start realizing, I'm running out of money. I'm totally running out of money here. And when you run out of money, your life changes dramatically. Now imagine it happening just suddenly, and you didn't even have time to even prepare.
Yeah.
But thank God our audience has to be prepared because, you know, for years we've been saying, this is it. This is it. We're watching it systematically unfold. Mm-hmm. So they're walking around to Macy's, and they don't know what to do.
They don't. Then he says, then a bunch of young people walked into Macy's and suddenly went wild and began to steal. Within an hour, everybody, I saw their spirit, everybody in that store, and they were robbing and stealing. They raped Macy's, destroyed all five floors of Macy's. It was raped, ruined in a period of an hour or two, and that is just the beginning.
If you've never been to Macy's before, we're talking about, I don't know, 10 stories maybe? I don't know how tall it is.
It's huge.
It's just, you know, if you're going to shop at one thing, you have to go to a whole other store to be able to shop.
Escalator upon escalator.
And it's not my kind of store. Anyway, so now imagine Walmarts. We've seen these what do they call them, mobs or flash mobs, where they come in and they just, you know, overwhelm a particular retail store and take it. They're doing that under good times. That's happening today just because there's a Christmas sale at Walmart. Right. People are. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when people think that there's no hope? People that, you know, most Americans live paycheck to paycheck. If all of a sudden, by the way, if the bank holiday goes down and they close things for 6 months, guess what? Social Security check's not going to be arriving. Guess what? Medicare's not going to be arriving. The government checks won't be cut. It just stops. And that is some serious stuff. I encourage you. You know, hopefully we'll have a related program to you about having a neighborhood community, a neighborhood watch, and begin to think about, get to know your neighbors, because the difference between a suspect and a neighbor is one, you know them.
Yeah.
And begin to build relationship, because you can make it together as a community. But if you're all alone, isolated, and you didn't think it was worthwhile to do what the Lord said do, which is to go out and tell people about them and love people and meet their needs. Mm-hmm. And I mean, your fruit will wear you out, bear you out in this particular season. Yeah. It's a perfect time to be able to start doing that now.
This reminds me of one of John Paul Jackson's prophetic headlines, I believe, where he saw, and I'm paraphrasing, but that Kraft food company would be hiring security guards
for their food trucks
to protect their food trucks.
Yes, because people would steal it when things get short. We saw during the hurricane issues that were taking place in the five hurricanes that hit America. And people just got violent. It was amazing how they begin to fight over ice. They begin to fight over food. They begin to fight over gas. Military began to surround all the gas stations, and you could not get gas. The military are the first ones that got
National
oil,
Guard.
National Guard. And it's like, that's going to happen based on this prophetic word and what we're seeing unfold across the entire country.
Yeah. And it's a great sense of vulnerability. Remember, there's no cash available, but now what if there was a natural disaster or hurricane in that region? You know, we saw law enforcement spread thin. They were doing what they could do, but now there's a huge vulnerability.
It looks like 10 plagues. I mean, you look at the Zika virus, you look at the economies crashing, the oil, everybody celebrating going, hey, we got cheap oil. And it's like, that means that the oil companies and oil employees are losing their jobs throughout America right now.
Well, BP laid off 7,500, is due to lay off 7,500 employees alone.
Right. And it's just the beginning, based on what the Lord has shown us, that the oil industry is going to go through a time of crisis where it's like a ship going down in the seas. And I think it's going to reboot itself, but it's going to be a 6 months based on this prophetic word. So that's the whole word.
That's the word.
So you imagine, that's like, this has been prophesied. And God says, I don't do anything without first telling it through my prophets first. And people who prophesy, they're just sharing what God told them. And he tells us, I mean, he's so merciful. He's been telling us for a long time. But as one particular, I can't think of the man who said this, and we'll have it for you soon. But he says, you know, as typical people are, God sends his prophets and nobody listens to him. And it's like, we got to listen. All you have to do is just listen to what he's saying.
Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, Eric Metaxas, the author of
Bonhoeffer.
Bonhoeffer's book and others as well. But, you know, that's the typical aspect. And what God is saying, listen this time. Just listen and prepare. You're going to need a solid 6 months plus to be able to eat, drink, relax, wait for the thing to blow over, to defend yourself. You'd imagine there's no way that a local sheriff's department or police department is going to be able to handle all that. There's going to be military out, but I'm telling you, I've talked to one particular military person in front of his own father, and I said, what if the government told you to go put your father in jail? I mean, he's in front of his father. Go to his house and arrest him. I didn't give him any details or anything like that. He said, I'd go put him in jail.
Wow.
And then he had a ride home with his son. I'm thinking, like, get your own ride. Yeah, you're going to put me in jail. There's just this whole, what is that test that they did back in the 60s to find out? We have it for you. I will think about it during the break. But they did it. People just follow orders. Yeah. And so you're thinking these people are of their right mind and they wouldn't do that. But when you get a martial law going down and somebody suffers some sort of, they gave somebody a break and all of a sudden it gets turned back on them. Then they get hard-hearted about the situation. Next thing you know, you got like tyrants going around, you know, shooting folks because they thought they were looting or they were out at the wrong time. You didn't meet the curfew. I mean, these type of things.
Well, listen,
you
know, never underestimate what people will do in times of major crisis. We even saw that during the Holocaust where Jews were actually complicit in helping some of the Nazis take down their own fellow people, which is horrific.
Well, I think about Japan. You know, God spoke specifically about what would take place in Japan about the nuclear disaster. Mm. And John, there was people that prepared, just like we're telling you about, and they were able to sit it out, wait for the disaster to happen, for everything to clear out, and all the food lines. They didn't have to do anything. They just waited. They were writing and sending testimonies because we listened.
Wow.
Because we listened. You know, that we were able just to wait this thing through. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, but you got to listen to the plan. I mean, you got to listen to the plan. We've been spoiled in America for so long that we don't realize terrible things can happen. You know, we had some practice in Florida where, you know, 5 hurricanes in 1 year. We didn't have the nerve to believe that one wouldn't happen the next year. And with that, we understood anything can happen. I mean, anything can happen. We need to be able to be prepared for it. You need to sign up for the Torch newsletter today to stay informed, but also to get prudent preparation. You can listen to that. It'll come to you immediately in your email as soon as you sign up for the newsletter, and you'll be able to be prepared. You got to begin to think out the box because this whole experience looks like it's going to be out of the box. Well, after this break, we're going to talk what's taking place, this whole prophetic fire taking place in the Middle East and how things are converging and saying that our President Barack Obama's policies are coming to a head. And Israel and the Middle East are suffering because of it. A particular father was telling me recently that he was speaking to one of his children that was going through a little difficult time. Mm. And the father's like about 7 times the size of the child. And so as the child was acting up, he finally looks at the child and says, well, you might not understand this, but when I've had it, you don't know how I'm going to respond. I mean, there comes a time, you know, when things are just kind of going and building and building and building. A lot of stuff has built in the last 7 years. And, you know, believe it or not, for some reason, that you can have a teenage child, they have no idea that you remember what they did yesterday and the day before and the day before.
Amazing how that happens.
And they just walk in like nothing ever happened. But they don't realize things are stacking up.
Yeah.
And America's like that teenage child. It's like people are talking like, hey, everything's going to be great. We got a new this happening. It's like this stuff is stacked up. These things have been done against God. Kings have waged war and made evil plans against God and God's people, against Israel. I mean, think about that.
And the loss of life?
The loss of life, but Israel has been surrounded, has been minimalized. The Alinsky targeting methodology has been used. And you have Russia. You know, maybe Gog and Magog working together with Iran and Russia working through Syria, coming down on the northern borders. We got our president cutting a deal with Iran to be able to give them hundreds of billions of dollars. and now being able to sell oil again. We saw that as going on. But this thing is building up. And what we're hearing here, Rosenberg's talking about that things are coming to a head in 2016. And that totally brings the reality of these convergence of these prophetic words. As a matter of fact, let's go there right now. What's taking place in Jerusalem is going to be the center of this perfect storm that's been developing during President Obama's administration because of his foreign policy. Let's take a look.
In the wake of the Arab Spring, political upheaval led to frightening developments across the Middle East. ISIS terrorists conquered huge areas of Syria and Iraq. Iran struck a landmark nuclear deal with the rest of the world. Russia's military moved into the region, and the two main Islamic rivals, Sunni Saudi Arabia and Shiite Iran, appear on the brink of war.
Israel's national security advisor describes the situation in the Middle East right now as a perfect storm. He says the world should look at the overall danger of the situation rather than the individual pieces. That's because what sits in the eye of the storm is the city of Jerusalem and the nation of Israel.
The state of the Middle East is a catastrophe right now. The Middle East is on fire.
Best-selling author Joel Rosenberg sees a gloomy picture for the year ahead.
2016 is going to be a very dangerous year because you're watching the complete catastrophic failure of American foreign policy under President Obama. You're watching the Russians and the Iranians try to move into the vacuum of the American retreat. You're watching the Islamic State on offense. You're seeing Iran has been rewarded for its belligerent behavior and now has two pathways to nuclear weapons. This is a disaster in the making.
Many believe one of those disasters will result from the nuclear deal with Iran. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas calls it one of the worst diplomatic agreements in U.S. history.
Even if Iran follows the deal to the letter, they are going to be a nuclear threshold state in a mere 10 to 15 years, which, as Prime Minister Netanyahu said, is the blink of an eye in the life of nations.
Cotton says it could lead to a nuclear arms race and put the region on the brink of disaster.
We are at risk of entering a second nuclear age, and the loss of life will be counted not in the tens, not in the thousands, not even the hundreds of thousands, but in the millions. And that loss of life could include U.S. lives, because Iran is also developing a ballistic missile program, and they also have terrorist groups that are shown they are willing to kill Americans.
Another storm on the horizon is the brewing battle between Shiite Iran and Sunni Saudi Arabia. The feud hit new heights when the Saudis executed a top Shiite cleric.
Executing this guy is meaning like a declaration of war against Iran.
Middle East expert Michael Barak doesn't foresee war between the two countries. Instead, he expects rival factions around the region to do the fighting.
Actually, we are already witness to the clash between Shia and Sunnis in Yemen, in Iraq, and Syria. It will get worse, and of course.
The final piece involves Russia as a major Middle East player. When the country entered the Syrian civil war, it formed an alliance with Iran. That unprecedented coalition poses a greater danger to the Jewish state.
The alliance between Moscow and Tehran is a match made in hell. And what you've got now is the two countries are now operating in Syria, supposedly against the Islamic State, but it puts them dangerously close to Israel. And the United States, under President Obama, has just thrown up our hands and said, well, you know, whatever, why don't you guys take care of the problem? We are ceding the Middle East over to Moscow and Tehran. This has dangerous implications for the United States and the world and for Israel, like we have not seen in generations.
Given these growing dangers, many believe we may yet see even more historic changes in the region and beyond. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
They're ceding the Middle East to Gog and Magog, to Russia and Iran. I mean, you think about that. They're ceding it. And it's like we're fulfilling right now. We're a part of that.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're a part of that in regards to, I mean, who would have ever thought America would have participated in such an evil thing taking place? And it happened so quickly. Happened during these 7 years. You got the economic crisis. You got countries lining up with the Weimar Republic right on the southern borders of America. Mm-hmm. You have countries that are based on petroleum budgets who are crashing because of the low oil prices. You have America just lost its top economic standing in the top 10. Now we're number 11. And you have all the stuff that, according to this report and according to what we've seen, our president's foreign policy, that's his policy. You know, he's the leader of that. And it's just shocking. Things are set up for the perfect storm, just like they said. This is what I'll ask you. Are you ready for this perfect storm? It's been prophesied about. God's confirmed it. He said it again and again. But the question is, are you ready for it? The most important thing you can do, you know, a watchman watches in vain. If you got all this stuff going on to protect yourself and your house and your business and all that, if the Lord is not your watchman, if you're not under the Lord, if you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, but if God is with the watchman, then you're safe. You need to make a decision today to say, you know what, Lord, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. We've done this. We shared a couple of things, how we actually made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. It's at Meet My Father. Why? Because understand this, that we meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. And we shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. Find out how we met him. You yourself can meet him today and just say, Lord, I want you. And then you get connected to a body of believers. It's so important. The most important thing you can do, better than beans and bullets and, you know, gold or whatever, is to be prepared with your soul. Are you ready to meet God? You know, based on what we're seeing, many people will. It'll be a real difficult time coming across the face of the earth. And it's appointed once for any of us to die. And then we can stand before God, either hearing the words, well done, thy good and faithful servant, or we could say, I never knew you. You need to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I want to pray right now. Father God, I thank you that you're letting us know in advance what's taking place. God, I pray, Lord, that you would give us a grace to prepare our audience, yes, that you'd give them a grace to prepare, provision to be able to have 6 months worth of food and water and things of that nature, God. And those that don't know you, Lord, that you would just draw them close to you, Lord, and they would be saved, Father God, as they call out to you, Lord. We pray for protection of Israel, wisdom, Lord, on high. We pray for leaders over this country to shift to people who will stand up for you, stand up for your people, and stand up for Israel. Dear God, we ask you for that, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to send revival, Lord, send a third great awakening and end this abortion, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. Don't forget, you can find out more at VFNTV.com. Also, you can download our app. A simple, go to your app store at Google Play or at iTunes. It's VFNTV. You can follow us all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.